Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
So just so we're clear,
yeah,
the answer to the question, how's your head, is I've never had any complaints.
I yelled at the TV, too.
Y'all, when someone asks you, how's your head, never had any complaints.
Now, what drag queen was that on Drag Race that didn't get
like
it?
Was it Tatiana?
I think it was Tatiana who was like, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. Yeah.
Or was someone else like... but y'all, it was Drag Race. RuPaul asked, how's your head? Because she fell
and
something.
Queen didn't get it. And they were like,
how's your head?
Never had any complaints.
Y'all, when he asked, and this is Andy Cohen said, Marcos, how's your head? I screamed, never had any complaints.
That's what I did too.
Like a Pavlovian dog reaction.
Where I was watching a show on a plane. And they said, how's your head?
Never had any complaints.
And I said it aloud on the plane.
So y'all,
if
you're anywhere and something happens to your head or you get a bump on your head.
Even if it's a professional work situation, this is appropriate. If you get fired, don't sue us.
Sheila, how's your head? I noticed you hit it on the side of the table. Never had any complaints.
Never have any complaints,
Excuse
Bob.
Excuse me?
Thank you.
Excuse me?
I said I'm feeling fine.
Sheila, we're going to refer you to HR.
Yeah. Sheila, meet Pam.
Exactly. Y'all, how's your head? The response is always, never had any complaints. this is Below Deck Sailing Yacht. BDSM.
That was more exciting than this reunion.
It's a real problem when the crappy cast members who fought with everyone aren't there.
It's like when
Mary wasn't at the SLC reunion.
I hope they get paid less.
I would venture to think that it is a contract that it might get you in trouble contractually.
Yes. Yeah, so yeah, we have kind of our own litmus test. What did this reunion accomplish that? Because we talk about reunions should what? We should either get new information.
Or get at least information that is complementary to things that we didn't know on the show.
Yes.
That explains things.
Resolves
things.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We get a couple of resolutions, but what's weird is we heard more from Tom, who was only on the show for... 4 or 5 episodes.
And those were kind of the only moments where I went, oh, okay, that's new information.
Yeah.
Or you've changed and made...
Right.
But that was, shockingly, I did not think that, like, Tom was going to be the person.
Yeah, I didn't
where
either.
Daisy and Gary was just the same beat of them squabbling. Marcos was so not caring about this. He was in his car and left five minutes in.
I know exactly where he is. I know that because that gas station, it was like,
boy,
it is like 2 blocks from our old house.
You have tricked everywhere.
I know. I knew the yellow apartment buildings that is right there. It's right south of Western and Beverly. I know exactly where it is.
We should go. Maybe we'll be in town when his new restaurant opens. He said in a couple of months. So that's August.
It's
we're here.
Probably open now.
Oh, yeah. Because they filmed this like a month ago. It'll probably open up in July when we're on tour. Y'all come see us live. Come see us live. Go to our link, Tree Lane. That's where you can see us. We're going to be in Dallas.
Dallas,
Austin, San Diego,
and Denver. We you guys have probably gotten this email by now for the Salt Lake City show. We're so sorry. We've actually had to cancel that show.
We did.
It is not because we have anything against Salt, as some people have said, do you have anything against us or the Mormon Church?
No, Poodle was ready to ruin people.
I was ready to go and fuck a lot of Mormons, actually.
You were. You were very ready.
I was still planning our prairie dresses to wear and horrify people. So I was actually looking forward. The problem was, and I'm just going to level with you here, you guys. We had just lackluster sales, and we know it wasn't just the Salt Lake community. It was the problem with the ticketing site. That was that it was kind of a like the launch was bad because the VIP link wasn't available. There was launch. The ticket site went down several times. We heard from you guys that you could not get access to tickets. It was their problem. They apologized. They suggested canceling the show, and we're planning to get back there. So what I have thought about, which we have already talked about this, a possibility of a kind of a destination Vegas show where we have you guys fly out from everywhere. We do a big show on a weekend in Vegas.
Not anytime soon. We're talking like later in the fall. So it will be coming to a neighborhood near you. So stay tuned. We're sorry. This happens.
We are sorry.
I know it feels like we're friends, and we are friends in a way.
I'm not your friend.
But Poodle and I also have to, like, it makes
I'm no one's friend.
It's true. it makes no sense for us to go to a venue where we're just not making any money from doing a job.
It was a thing where we would actually lose money.
So,
We still have to pay for hotels and flights.
Yeah, and flights, which are very expensive right now.
Ain't nobody giving us anything.
No.
And I don't
Mr. Delta don't give a fuck.
No, and I don't stay in Motel 6s anymore.
No.
So
she's only Red Roof Inns.
La Quinta Express, if I'm...
She likes well, the Red Roof Inn, the color matches your rosebud. Just... it's like a neon sign.
Y'all don't Google Rosebud
don't
at
do
work.
Google it at work and then tell your boss that your head's great.
And Carl Swap goes, Carl, are they talking about Citizen Kane again?
Yeah. No, they're not. They're not, y'all.
It was his sled. Did you know that, Carl? Shoot, go get me my hot toboggan.
Not happening.
Okay.
Let's jump into this.
We had the reunion. Again, this is a little lackluster. Anytime when you don't have one person, spoiler alert, Ashley didn't show up. Were we surprised? Were you surprised she didn't show up?
In a way that she wants to be a fame whore, I'm surprised because she does have an OnlyFans. Gary mentioned this. She's
just
got an
OnlyFans
now.
Yeah.
Like, so she wants to be famous and not have to work hard.
She wants to be famous and not be accountable for anything she did on television.
I'm not saying that famous people don't work hard. There's some people that are there's some people on OnlyFans that I know from secondhand experience
work
very hard. Very hard. But
and some famous people just who are they work very hard too.
Very. I don't think Ashley's one of those. So I thought
Ryan Seacrest.
Yes. I think I kind of thought that maybe like a 10% chance she would be there, but I wasn't surprised at all because she never took responsibility for anything on the boat. So why was she in the reunion?
I had in my head said she was either going to be there and deny everything and kind of sit there and not answer questions and just smile, or she wasn't going to show up at all. I think she wasn't going to give us what we wanted.
No.
She wasn't going to apologize.
No. It kind of, I enjoyed my first teabag actually was. I know he's not always your favorite, but I really enjoyed how fucking shady Andy Cohen was when he was like, so, Ashley, just because you show up doesn't mean we can't talk about you. Hi, Ashley. Hope you're watching.
What's weird is they don't necessarily follow that on other shows.
No, they don't. But like, there was so much of this tell-all that was about...
Right.
And you can tell the crew, the production...
Hated her.
Everyone hates her.
Y'all, you remember, they didn't do this with anybody, because I'm sure they could have filmed, possibly. They didn't even do this with Demon. Yeah.
Satan.
That whole spaghetti thing where it was shoving food in her mouth. Y'all, if you see someone who gets an edit like that, the crew hates you, and so does editing.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. So, just know that a lot of times people... editors in reality TV do have a sense of justice and favorites. So you are going to see the edit, especially from what the crew captured happened. But you might be seeing the worst of it or the best of it.
She's really kind of dumb, because if she would have hired like a PR person and figured out how to, like, she could have apologized for this or seemed remorseful. Someone like Tom came out looking, I would say, probably the best in the tell-all.
Oh, my God. He seems like a different person.
He does. You're attracted to him again, aren't you?
He parsed all his words carefully. Yep. He apologized for everything.
Several times.
And said, I learned a lot. And he kept referring to his, like, this Tom, that Tom should have said this, blah, blah, blah. Y'all, he completely redeemed a lot of what he apologized. He apologized to certain cast members.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to get drunk and be an asshole.
Definitely.
Don't get it twisted. Anyway.
I think he wanted to do that because his parents are watching.
Yeah, when he said he watched this with his family, I went, boo.
So,
can you imagine you being on, if you ever are on Big Brother and your mother watching.
Watching my mother, Chapert. Did you just say, you can't be dirty like that on television, Jay Bird.
Did you just proposition that married man, Jay Bird?
You know, I would have done it too.
You know, but then you would say.
To win that money, I would have done it too.
But Mama, I won. And she would say, yep. She would say.
Yep.
That should be resourceful.
I should go on this show.
That's what she would say. this isn't hard.
Y'all, she'd be kicked out night one. She would not do well on that show.
She would not.
No. No.
What's your first two back?
I wanted to say that tonight we learned that Barnaby's name, surname is Barnaby Birkback. Also the name of an ancillary character in Dickens's Bleak House.
I mean.
And this is a Dickens character name.
How British can you fucking get?
But this is, like, if you read Dickens, though, they're all kind of characterized by names like Scrooge. They're all, the names kind of sound like what they are.
Harry Potter's like that. They do that a lot, too.
Yeah.
Just for people who haven't read Dickens.
No, I just like, it just sounded like you were comparing the
two. No, I was just, right. Some people might be like, what are they talking about? I've never read Charles Dickens, but
I get you.
Yeah.
But that's a thing.
Yeah.
But Barnaby Birkback.
Birkback.
So I just enjoyed his Dickens name.
Brokeback. Bareback.
Barnaby Birkback. Brokeback. Bareback. Yeah. So what's your next one? That's that I had very few moments that I really wanted to discuss.
No, I think let's talk about Gabriella's relationship with Marcos. Because talk about someone who is not over that.
It's interesting because
Gabriella is still
oil,
so upset.
It was oil and water. And I said, the thing about Gabriella, y'all, either she's processed a lot of this and she doesn't want to get an edit as the angry woman of color on the show. I thought it was one of two things, whether she had taken some Xanax or something, because she was kind of lifeless.
I mean, she would. I've got a different where I felt like she would. Her face. She did not have a poker face, so she would react to things, but then she wouldn't. So her face would tell me, "Oh, she's pissed off," but then she wouldn't say anything, or it would be very measured in how she spoke.
Yeah.
So I agree. There was. It felt like a disconnect or something going on with her.
Either.
Maybe she was just.
She,
like,
popped a couple Xannies.
Yeah, maybe.
Who
could blame her?
Because she does have intense anxiety, and
wouldn't you want a Xanny before this?
Yeah. No, I'd be lit.
You'd swirl it in your vodka and say hello, everybody.
I'd be lit. I'd be as drunk as Micah Plath. On Plathville tonight.
Or as drunk as, who was the one that was, so drunk on the last Below Deck reunion. The blonde one.
Courtney.
Courtney. Yeah. She got so trashed.
Courtney was just like just bobbing and weaving.
Michael Platt did get drunk, and it was hard.
I have a lot to say about that scene with him and Ethan in the car.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that, but that's a different show. Whoa.
That's a different porn.
But, well, no, we can't go there now. Ooh. Y'all, but Welcome to Plathville is getting good.
Okay, no, the last two episodes, oh, yes. 6 and 7, is when I went, okay, I see what you're doing.
Yeah.
I'm in.
It's wonderful.
You have titillated me.
Titillated.
And you've tickled my dick.
I think, because clearly if you look back, at least from the edit we saw, it kind of looks like Marcos is more in the, I don't want to say right, but reasonable side of things than Gabriella did to me.
What wrinkles him is she was the only one of the crew who did not defer to him as the delicate genius.
That's true.
And you have to do that, y'all.
Yeah, you have to do that for sure.
And she took him on a couple of times, and she picked on him a couple of times. He's not used to that and will not handle it well.
No.
And that's all you had to do for Marcos to go, I don't really trust you. And then there was one moment where...
You know what? You're right.
She's the only one.
I kind of now, after that... I kind of respect her for saying, I'm not going to roll over and apologize to everybody. Like, we just don't get along.
Right. But it is understood that you treat the chef as your superior.
It is understood, yeah.
She didn't do that to people like Daisy.
Yeah.
She didn't do that to, well, Gary was different because.
They made out and she felt a bit dick.
She didn't do that to Captain Glenn.
No.
And it was interesting. I don't think she had worked, maybe she'd only worked in small, I think she'd worked in smaller places where she didn't have to be so...
There wasn't many levels of people.
I'm not saying you have to prostrate yourself to the chef, you guys, but think about, but someone like Marcos, who's so used to working in a hierarchy like that, and also it was a woman.
Yeah.
And he is just not used to that.
He's been as well,
And I thought... And she, and that, when he would respond in a way that was like, acting like, no, I'm not going to do it, and she realized it wrinkled him, she went harder.
She did go harder.
And that is her part of her personality. I liked her a lot.
I did too.
I think she wasn't the best person for a show like this.
No.
I liked her a lot, though, and it's a shame that her anxiety and her kind of... she was being basically set up by Ashley in every way.
Yeah.
We all saw that. But it's a shame that it had to be directed at Marcos, unfortunately. Yeah. It's weird. And the thing is, y'all, a lot of people who were her own kind of at her own rank would have just kind of looked the other way. Marcos is not going to.
No.
And a lot of the people, when Gabby would say nastier stuff to them or shadier stuff, would just say, oh, that's just you being drunk. Marcos is not going to do that.
No, you can tell. I bet her and Wes do make a very good couple because I bet they balance
everything
each other
goes
very
fine
well.
For him, yeah.
He calms her a lot.
Yeah. I'm glad they're together.
And they're beautiful together. Especially this is kind of fast forward, but what she said at the end, like as being a person of color in boating and
never
her being
with
Wes,
captain of color.
Never working with the captain, and how like they both together feel like they're doing something really great and important in visibility. I was like, that's wonderful.
She needs to find her place in yachting.
Yeah.
It's not going to be on one of these bigger boats where she has to think a lot about rank and things like that.
My place in this world. My place in
flat.
Yeah.
Place. A little higher.
That's sharp.
No.
We're going to figure out our tune, and we're going to be back after this commercial.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal.
Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops? Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
Whoop, 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 whoop. To all ships at sea, whoop, Colin whoop. Is now single. Colin is now single. Whee, ladies, whee, get out there on your boats.
Suck his dick, ooh, march him out, pull his pants down, turn around. That's the Colin fuck me dance.
Colin, I liked it when
he looked good.
He said he did. I liked it when Colin said, like, congratulations on your first, you're out in the open. He's like, we actually decided to go our separate ways. So I'm hoping next season Colin still is on the show. And we get single Colin.
Oh, I never saw single Colin. We never watched this. Yeah, we
no. So there was. Let me see. I think that was mine.
Will say that when Daisy kissed Gary, Daisy said, which tells us something with this whole kind of what we thought that this Daisy Gary thing, it's just fraudacity. I think
I don't know if I would use the term fraudacity because I don't think the producers were trying to sell us on the fact that they were a couple.
Well, like she said, that same night that I made out with Gary, I kissed Tom, I kissed Ashley, right. I kissed Kelsey, and I went, that's a great thing you'd want to see on a reality show.
I agree.
Why didn't they show us a preview of next week of her kissing Tom and we all go, what?
I think, here's the difference when I think...
Definitely had an agenda they wanted to promote.
I agree with that. The difference of fraudacity that we call on 90 Day is that is...
Because I mean, it feels fake to me. It doesn't to you?
It
feels fake and made, like, let's milk this.
I can understand you coming for it.
Uh-huh.
This is always happening on reality TV shows.
Yeah, do you say that because it does seem like they have chemistry, so there's a true kernel of truth there?
Yes.
Doesn't feel...
It's also all in fun and not trying to completely deceive us, like when we say fraudacity.
Okay, yeah, I get that.
So,
I get that.
Like, it's fraudacity that Bilal took us to that house because actually that's the house that he owns.
Yes.
That's fraudacity. That is completely ignoring facts. They are frauding us.
Okay.
That's the difference that I would draw.
Okay.
I think playing up an angle is different than fraudacity.
Well, it feels fake for me, for sure. They didn't say it, but it answered that when she said that, I went, we were right. There's nothing to this. They're not going to sleep together, y'all. They're never going to be a couple.
They're not. And
if you're waiting out for that, then you're just waiting for the wrong thing.
Most people know that. I think
some people, though, you see, though, they're like, oh, I've seen, like, people comment on Twitter and stuff like, oh, I hope they end up together. And I'm like, Oh, honey. Now, how many Disney movies have you watched?
This is the thing. Gary, I'm gonna start with Gary. Gary actually is so afraid of disappointing Daisy.
Oh, yeah.
He would never get into a relationship with her.
No.
I think Daisy might actually go kind of far, but Daisy is going to be ethical about who she works. And he's a friend of hers, even though she kind of treats him like shit. That's what they do.
Yeah, I think they're more almost like brother and sister.
Who do kiss. Seen that porn too, but it's usually brothers.
Well,
we're going to talk about that.
Welcome to Blackfield episode.
But I think in shows like this where there's showmances, this is a very common thing, so it feels less controversial to me. They pushed it last season. They push it every time when there's a showmance they can because that's interesting for people.
Yeah.
So I don't have as much of a problem with it. But I kind of roll my eyes at it. But I think there was nothing else to do this season.
We could talk about how a lot about the what looked like to us sexual assault on the show.
Yeah.
Which they talked about that.
I'm glad they brought it up. And I just want to make this clear. Because Gary says he doesn't think it was, and he doesn't personally think it was, does not make his story any less true about what the circumstances were. Mm-hmm. I think Andy tried to say something like that.
Like when Andy said, what if this was, the genders right, were flipped.
But it was a little bungled. But I think, and I really didn't like what Daisy said. It's like, let's just make sure this was clear that you didn't say it was sexual assault. I think she's trying to, weirdly, she's trying to keep Gary out of trouble, but it's...
Gary's not the one who's going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
He's not the one. Yeah. But I appreciated Andy Cohen in this moment because I think he kept going and pushed him a little bit trying to get an answer.
He's never
going to
go really far. But
no, but enough until Daisy's the one who stepped in and said, let's just say it wasn't. And Gary said, I do not think it was sexual assault. And he wants people to leave Ashley alone and that he thinks people are being very harsh to her.
I will say, y'all, I don't know if they said this, but Gary is in Daisy's apartment in London and looks like he's just played hacky sack all day long.
Like, didn't even fix his hair.
No.
Whereas Daisy looks gorgeous.
And if you're wondering why, they kept asking, why? What's the allure of Gary? The women, some of the people said, or some of the guys said, he compliments women. He listens to them, or at least acts like he's listening to them.
And he's charming.
He's very charming. And this idea of... he's got confidence and doesn't try to fix himself up.
Yeah, it's not the size of the torpedo. It's how you sink the boat.
That is such a weird metaphor. I don't know if you're sinking the boat. Fuck it. The last thing I said is I want a Bravo show where it's just Daisy and Gary taking people on small, like little excursions. They're the partners, and they're just taking them on these wild places.
I mean, maybe. Like, it'd be fun.
Two-person things.
It would be just like in a little rowboat or something.
Rowboat. like I'm saying, it needs to be a buddy comedy, because they have such
great
on-screen chemistry. And they would fight and bicker, and Gary would make jokes that would make Daisy embarrassed. Mm-hmm. And I think they would be great for that. Would be also great with the guests. Maybe one other person.
Yeah.
But I just think I would watch that show.
No, I'd watch it. It'd be fun. I did enjoy how Scarlett, Colin, and Kelsey, because this was a good. I do think that Gary led Ashley on a bit, but it was interesting how like Daisy, Gabby, they were like no, Gary said no, But Scarlett said, yeah, I think you let, and Kelsey agreed, and even Colin said, yeah, I think you let her on a little bit.
Right. Can you go into that about why you think he did?
And so, because they're, I guess there, Daisy was saying that you need to be careful who you flirt with because you don't know, she was so much younger than you, and you don't know how to take it.
You were the grown-up, she said.
You were the grown-up, whereas I thought, or if you weren't flirting with your colleague to begin with, then because what Captain Glenn said, which I do think he said, you know, Gary's very professional and does his job. What he does off the clock is a different thing. And I went, yeah, but we see he flirts with people when he's on the clock. But I don't even think he knows he's doing it. He probably does, but he's just, his essence is flirting.
Right.
You know, I mean, even more than you. And I've seen you flirt with men.
And I would like to tell you that this type of behavior did not occur in the service industry. But
it's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
But the clarification I want to make, which is I think what Daisy and they're trying to say, that it was like, I felt like maybe Scarlett wasn't, maybe she wasn't. I just hope people don't think, I think Gary led her on a bit by flirting with her. But it's not like, again, flip the genders. Would we say, well, a woman led a man on, and so that, a reason why she was sexually assaulted. I don't think him flirting, I didn't like how the show kind of pushed that a little bit, like,
oh, I did not.
He deserved what he got or whatever happened that, because he was flirting with her.
That is so weird. I did not make that connection at all.
I didn't have that he deserved it.
I did not have that moment.
Yeah, I just wanted to point that out, that I don't even know, again, if I thought y'all wouldn't have this conversation with a woman.
That's true.
And so that bugged me a little bit.
But I was thinking about it, and I went, so how did you think, yes, he was flirting with her. What is leading her on to you?
I think what felt like leading on is, it wasn't until the end. Look, Gary doesn't seem like the guy who wants to be very confrontational with people and tell them, no, I'm not interested in you.
Right.
And I think that, which he didn't realize, y'all, Ashley has, I would say that her, I would say that her stopwatch doesn't run on everybody's time, so to speak.
Right.
And so she thinks differently and I think that for him, when he finally was like, no, I don't want to be with you, that's when she finally started to get it. But before, he would kind of just, I get it, he was trying to be nice.
Right.
But he never really told her he was interested. But she would kiss him and he would kiss her back.
Right.
And they would make out together.
What I would say, leading,
he just didn't know what he was getting into.
Leading her on, even though she, I in my estimation of what happened for me, she was writing this whole story
in
her brain.
Well, yes.
And she wasn't a blushing flower here. This was her going for what she wanted.
A Venus flytrap, for sure.
Yeah. And to the point where she said she fucked Tom because she couldn't have Gary.
Yeah.
So I it's not that I think we would have to enlarge our definition of what, to me, if here's what it would be, do I think he could have stopped it earlier? Yes.
Yeah.
But I think this would be leading her on. The one morning making out with her and telling her the next morning, I'm sorry, we can't do this again. Mm-hmm. And then the next morning kind of flirting with her.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but she always initiated.
Mm-hmm. From what I remember, yeah.
Right.
I have to go back.
So
to,
I think, that's where I am with this. Mm-hmm. I can see it both ways, but
I can't. I mainly just made the distinction of it. It felt just like a gross thing to talk about, and I felt like it was. They brought it up, but I still think they could have, like you said, just because Gary didn't say it was, doesn't mean that this wasn't.
And you're talking about the sexual assault.
Yeah,
I did not relate these two at all.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Anyway. What's your next? Do you have anything else?
I was more Tom
stuff. We talked
stuff.
About. We talked about Tom a lot already, but yeah.
I think that
he did admit that the dragging of the boat. He said that was my fault. Totally my fault, and yeah, and they definitely.
And Glenn said he would hire Tom again. But the only one who would not hire again is Ashley.
He did say that. Yeah. And Scarlett was kind of his.
And y'all, Glenn came off as always. Glenn came off very, very well.
He looked very handsome.
I think this is a group of people who got along. Obviously, Marcos and Marcos and Gabriella will never work together again.
Yes.
Because they're all in oil and water. And
beyond.
Yeah, I just don't think she's ready for a boat this size and to work with so many people who are.
I don't think she needs to be on TV. I think you said that in the season, or one of us did. I just don't think she needs to be on a reality show.
Yeah, she took everything very personal that happened.
I think she's very, and I can understand she's in a business where there's not a lot of people who look like her in a business. So she's probably already thinking about a lot. How am I perceived in this business?
Yeah.
And then you put a camera on her and it's too much of a fishbowl.
Yeah, it was a crucible, I'm sure. Yeah. That's basically all I have.
I enjoyed the season, though.
I did. I wished it was... that I wish Glenn was more quirky as a captain. I kind of wish we had more cuckoo crazy moments. But
they definitely need it more in a you're gonna have to have it in a crew, because they're not gonna get it from them.
But when you got people like, and not to say these people aren't good at their jobs, but when you got a Kelsey and a Barnaby, they're gonna be as much fun as they
and
can
a Colin.
Be. And a Colin.
And even Colin.
So these are people who has to kind of... The crew is so small, you guys. Everyone has to have a good skill set to know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like last season where the love triangle between these two women... Daisy talked about it. They used it to do a cat fight on each other constantly. Mm-hmm. That's why that season was so crazy. Because it was an actual love triangle.
Which kind of looks like what we're going to get some of in Below Deck Med. It looks real messy. It was a good trailer. We're excited for it. It comes out in, is it the...
July 11th.
11th, yeah. So, along with Below Deck Down Under.
Down Under.
We'll be premiering on Bravo. We will be covering both.
Send Gatorade.
Send Gatorade. We will be covering both. We will not be covering those shows. We're going to be off for a week in July, and we're taking off, y'all. So
the week of the 20th. The 18th.
Yeah, and so just when we come back the week after, we'll do it. We'll tell you what you missed, what we missed, because we will watch it. We're just not going to do a whole show. And that's it, everybody. We hoisted our sails. We let the breeze carry us, and now we've come to port.
Avast, mateys.
Yes. Now it's time to drop the anchor and and go get that
Throw
rash
the
checked
fenders.
Out. Yeah, go get that rash checked out you got in Bermuda.
Oof.
It's looking a little scaly.
Sir, I've never seen anything like this before. Oof. I was stationed in the Amazon.
In the Amazon. And when that doctor hands you that topical cream, you say, you know what, doctor? You look like you need a vacation. Do you want to just saddle up with me and take a cruise and, I don't know, just end this poodle?
And you can look at him and say, anchors again!
Again!
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.